Hey Mummy, it's Pickle, what are you doing? Well Pickle, I'm having to record a new advert for the Bailey and Harding ultrasound system because people started taking the piss out of the way that I said the word apparel. That's really mean, Mummy. I know, darling, but you know what people are like. Lots of people are absolute bellends, so I'm having to do it again. So what's the advert for then, Mummy? Tell me. Well, darling, it's for shoes. So it's for the Trailfly trail running shoe. What are they like though, Mummy? Well, they've got 4mm rubber studs and are perfect for gripping dry rock and hard-packed dry ground. And the graphite grip rubber outsole has been improved from the previous models. Do you remember when I had a green pair? It's been improved from that. Those shoes are so good, aren't they, Mum? You seem to wear them every day. I do wear them every day, Pickle. They're my day-to-day go-to shoe, and I love them. But how would they go about winning a pair? Well, you need to go to our Instagram page on your Pi phone. Head to Ultra Sound System Pod, click the link to enter in our link tree and wait for that lovely email from Innovate telling you that you're a winner. But because you're a dog, you're going to need to win two pairs because you've got four paws. Yeah, well, you know me, Mummy. I can always get away with two and just do handstands all around the place. Thanks for that, Pickle. If you can't wait to see if you're a winner, then you can get a big old 15% discount on any full price kit when you purchase it from the website with the code that you can also find in our link tree. That's so great, Mummy. That sounds like a great thing to win anyway. I might get sponsored by Innovate. You're sponsored by Nonstop, darling. Should we go for a run? Okay, Mummy, let's go. On with the pod, which contains lots of swearing and some very immature adult themes.
Happy birthday to us. I'll freak you out, haven't I, Ali?
Wash bananas and poo. We've been talking about poo off air.
I went to the zoo and I saw a monkey that looks like you.
Ah,
I got them wrong.
That was nice, actually.
Hello and welcome to the birthday episode of the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. Can we walk now?
Can we walk? We're one.
So you can walk when you're one? I don't know. I'll let you know in a year's time.
Might want to read up on that because...
Yeah, she'll do it when she's ready.
Sure.
This baby's going to come out of my uterus running with shoes on. Don't you worry.
Shall we do it in dog years or in human years?
Oh, what's dog years? Seven.
Seven. What's cat years?
Yeah. Fewer, because they're smaller.
One year.
More, because they're smaller.
In cat.
Probably about the same, because if you have a cat, my cat lived till he was 14.
15.
What? 1 year is 15 cat
what
years?
What is 1 year in cat years? 15 years. 1 year is 15. Jesus Christ, the human age for a cat. A one-year-old cat is 15, a two-year-old cat is 24.
But my cat lived to 225.
Yeah, four
my
more
15-year-old
those.
My 15-year-old cat lived till he was 225.
Because you've just timed it. That's not how it works. Because cats are fucking stupid, so it all works differently. So it says here, this is a Purina website, so it's absolutely okay. True.
Accurate, yeah.
Accurate. How old was your cat?
14.
72 years.
Okay, yeah, he came across as that, yeah.
Pickle says that 1 year in cat years is no years because it's dead, because it killed it.
Anyway, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Anna Harding.
Hi, I'm Ali Bailey.
And you are listening to episode... What are
57.
We even on?
57.
57?
Yeah, so today, listen, if you're listening to this on the correct day, the day of publication, which is the 3rd of June, we are.
Yeah.
This is exactly 1 year today since we did put our first pilot up. So we did a pilot. We thought we'll put that in the bin, but we didn't put it in the bin. I don't think we even edited it. I think we just put it on the internet to see what happened. Did you edit it?
I did edit it.
I apologize. Anna edited it and then we put it on the internet. And do you know what? To this day, it's still our most downloaded episode.
That's by like out the longest.
No. By like three times.
What?
It's got 3,500 downloads. And then the next one, guess what the next most popular one is?
Wait a minute. This is so funny. So I listened to a podcast called The Tail Enders, which is about cricket. And they have like a little stab, like
sting.
Mm. When they start bringing out stats. So what is the next most downloaded?
Number one.
Oh, Damo.
It's Damo.
Wow.
I
that
know.
And that only came out a couple of weeks ago.
People like him, sadly. So Damien and John Kelly's grunting, sexy grunting noises is number two.
Yeah.
So that's nice. And then do you want another fact? Do you want another fact stab punch?
Stab back. Go on then.
Today, we've had 85,000 downloads.
I know. I did know this one because it blows my mind that we've had nearly 100,000 downloads. And I Googled what's good, like what's a good download number for a podcast.
What's
and
good?
It was varied because the thing is, if we put a podcast out every single day, we'd have hit 100,000 by now because if you throw enough shit, it sticks, right? It's just maths. If you've got more episodes,
if you throw enough shit, it sticks. And there we have the title of the birthday podcast.
And we've thrown a lot of shit over the last 57 episodes, right?
Yeah.
And some of it has stuck. So yeah, thank you for sticking with us.
Some of it really has stuck in people's brains. It's like in between their ears. They can't get it out.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Because so this podcast will be a little bit different, isn't it? We are going to talk about like some of our best bits.
Yeah,
our
this
highlights.
This is like the end of Big Brother when Davina goes, do you want to see your best bits? And
it's a bit of a self-indulgent trip down memory lane.
Well, the whole podcast is self-indulgent.
I know.
Thing, isn't it? do you want another stat fact?
Stat fact. Yes.
No, I don't actually have one.
Oh, are you joking?
We've got 1,500 followers on Instagram now. We've got a very healthy Instagram community.
Excellent. Go
burgeoning.
Follow us if you don't already.
Burgeoning.
Hang on. Then these numbers don't add up. Some people are not following us on Instagram who listen here.
Some people aren't on Instagram. Some people think Instagram shit.
Well, how dare they?
Good on them, I say. Good on you, I say. And yeah, that's it. And then we've had 57 episodes because we've had the Legends episodes as well. So they're the ones that have added in the extra yummy, yummy deliciousness.
Yeah, we did a Wendover Woods special. Nobody really listened to that one.
Did they not?
No, that one didn't perform very well.
What's wrong with you people?
And then, yeah, all sorts of extra ones. But I think for me, the thing that sticks out in my mind the most, because, you know, when we talk, when we catch up, Ali, every week, which is basically what this is us just sitting on a Zoom chat talking about like how our weeks have been and mm-hmm. catching up mm-hmm. and you guys get to listen in. But,
and make us laugh with your absolutely fucking brilliant stories.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is actually the things that have stuck out for me that I have enjoyed the most have been other people's stories.
Yeah, it's great. It's just brilliant. It makes me realise that we're not alone in our absolute numptiness.
And I think that's, yeah, and I think that's why other people listen as well, to know that you guys are not alone also in your absolute numptiness. My favourite story, which came in very early on, was all to do with stolen valour. It was a topic that kept running and running and running.
Did I ever tell you who the stolen valour person was?
Are we allowed to?
Put it this way. Some people call him the horn dog. When I say some people, I mean just me and Kirsty call him the horn dog. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure. He said anonymously. So that's it. We're not giving you
any... Well, it's still anonymous. I've only given his prison name.
I know. What I'm saying is, I mean, I've got his mobile number on the bottom of this email as well. Should we give him a call?
You would love that. I spoke to him this morning, actually. He's one of my clients.
So for anyone who isn't listening in order, because you're an absolute maniac, Stolen Valour was the story of a moral dilemma at the Lakeland Trails event. And this person partook in the 55-kilometre race, finished it, had a lovely time, got some pizza, drove home. Then when he went...
Hang on a minute. Allegedly, that's what happened.
Then when he put all his dirty kit in the washing machine, the finisher's T-shirt went in with it. And as he was hanging it out, he was confronted by the root cause of the dilemma, that he had been upgraded to a 100-kilometre finisher's T-shirt. And so the dilemma was, do I wear the shirt? And when people ask me about the race, I come clean and say, I actually didn't do the 100K, I did the 55. Or does he wear the 100K shirt and then just regale with tales of how difficult and gnarly and brutal it was, and pretend. Now, this actually, this whole thing cropped up in my strength and conditioning for runners class that I was teaching this morning.
Did it?
It did. So a participant of said class was wearing a running t-shirt that had Valencia 21 kilometre on it.
Right.
And I said, oh, the Valencia half, what's that like? Because I'd quite fancy, I've seen some people that have done the marathon over there. And I'm like, well, I don't mind running around Valencia. And he came clean straight away and said, but I didn't do it. I was injured. I went to Valencia and I went and picked up my race pack, but I didn't do it. But I'd paid for the t-shirt, so I thought I might as well have it. And I was like, well...
And it's great for the environment. He's using his t-shirt. He's not chucked it away. He's using it for exercise. But you know what he's not doing? Born dog. He's not going, yeah, brutal. It was brutal. Oh, yeah, I was sick when I came over the line. Is he?
Yeah, no. No, and I think that was the... My favourite bit of it was that the two options that we were given was not... Or maybe I should just ask if I can swap it for the right one. It was like, wear it or wear it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I went out for a run with said stolen Valerie. Mm. Valerie, let's call him Valerie.
Valerie!
And we were running along on the Edel skyline and a group of runners was coming towards us, a big group of runners. And I hadn't really noticed he was wearing that t-shirt, to be honest, until this point. One of them came past and went, oh, cool, Lakeland 100K. And he went, yeah. And he went, yeah, I did that race, awesome. And I was like, hang on one cotton pick minute here. You're still riding on the coattails of someone else's success. You're still wearing the t-shirt. He was still wearing the t-shirt. And I think he said something about green runners, something about something. But yeah. I was like, because didn't we say to him, the best thing you could do is offer an exchange in the group or say to someone in the group, did you accidentally, there might be someone that's won 100K that's wearing a 50K t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's too modest to be like, I want my 100K t-shirt. Horn dog.
I think so.
This rumbles on. This does go on. And also, stolen valor equals bad jujus.
Bad jujus.
The bad jujus will get you. They'll get you. We don't know where. We don't know when. They will get you, though.
The bad jujus reminds me of the sushi debacle that you had. Remember
Oh my
the
God.
Sushi debacle?
Yeah.
When you went to Asda and you bought a lovely platter of sushi to treat yourself.
Yeah, I was trying to live my best life. I was literally trying to live my best life.
And when you got home with it, there was a living fly trapped underneath the packaging, buzzing around on all of your food. So what did you do with it, Ali? You put it in your freezer. Because you were going away and you wanted to contact Asda to let them know that there was a live fly and that this was not acceptable. Yep. So,
but I thought that they'd think I was lying.
Because so you put the whole thing in the freezer.
I was furious, Anna, because I was like, I've just been to the gym. I've just been like, I've worked really hard. I'm going to treat myself. And it's so rare that if I'm going to eat sushi, I'll go and I'll find like the best sushi I can possibly find. I don't just buy it from Tesco's. I'm not a fucking monster. And it was Asda, but they have a sushi bar in Asda. So it's all freshly made. They'd made it like 5 minutes ago. How they trapped the fly in, I don't know.
No, it's got to be some sort of ninja fly. But I think I remember telling you that you would have bad juju around that sushi because it was still in your freezer and you just needed to get rid of it.
Yeah, but I have got rid of it now.
Good. That was a long time ago.
I just one day opened the freezer and was like, no, I just put it in the bin. Actually, I poured it into the bin and I put the plastic in the plastic recycling. All right. Good. So that was fun. We did ask people what their favourite things to come out of the show have been. The show.
Who do you think you are? Oh, Best Girls Aloud song, though.
We need to talk about that.
We do.
I'm just going to make a note. Just going to put Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
There. Now, number one, people are still worried, concerned, and they're talking about it. The general public are talking about it.
What?
Your beef with your neighbours over the parking.
Oh.
Parking beef.
Yes. So they put the cones out to stop us from parking outside our own house. And so we moved the cones and parked outside our own house. And then we got a note on the car to say, that was really rude of you to do that. Which makes me laugh so much. I'm pleased to report. I think those people have moved out because I think it was a rented place.
You hounded them out.
No, we left them alone. We didn't send any notes back. Oh, no, maybe. No, I think Neil did send a note back. Didn't
Neil
he?
Did send quite a threatening letter back, didn't he?
It wasn't threatening. It wasn't threatening.
Posted it through the door along with a Molotov cocktail.
We've got some new parking beef.
Oh, God, you two have got. You're so beefy.
You're
like a beefy stock drink.
Like a big fat beef tomato.
Yeah, you are. Okay, yeah. So what's happening now?
So the people who live over the road.
What's your road called again? Your road's called something like Mega Road. It's like
Mega Road.
It's got like a real good road name.
Yeah,
like
Mega Road.
Road.
Road Road is where I live. And
yeah, like Main Road.
Main Road, the road, the only road, the best road. Don't give out my address on this
podcast.
I'm just
trying to think what it's called, but it has got a name like that, like a classic name, like a postman pat name.
Well, GDPR states that you probably shouldn't have access to my address.
You've given it to me, you prick.
You've passed it on to somebody else.
Have I?
Yeah.
Who?
The podcast.
I didn't give it to Dean. I didn't give it to Dean.
How the fuck does the podcast pet know where I live?
I don't know, but he knows where I live too. And I was concerned. And I think he asked Stephanie, the pacer, because Stephanie would know where I live because she's one of my clients. So she'd have the invoices with my name and address on.
You wouldn't know where I live, though.
No, so it must be one of your clients because they must have an invoice. If your invoices have your name and address on.
No, my invoices don't have my address on.
Maybe ask Neil. Maybe DM Neil.
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be a clever thing to do, wouldn't it? Oh, my God. We should be scared of the podcast. So the podcast pet sent us both a dead horse's head as a thank you for helping him. It was actually a bunch of flowers, but I think a horse's head's cooler. but yeah, I was like, I thought that yesterday. Then I thought, oh, he's just got it off Steph.
Oh, I thought he just got it off you.
No, I wouldn't give out your address. Yet.
Well, don't.
I'm not going to.
99 Main Road is where I live.
One.
The main road. Road One road.
Brown road.
So on my road. So yeah, we've got this parking wars going on now, again, with the people who live over the road. Now, the people who live over the road have one very big car and one very small car. I don't know why, but they do.
Right.
And we have one normal sized car between us because for the environment, we can get around at the moment. This might change. But it was an environmental decision that we don't need to be a two car house.
Mm-hmm.
We are pretty much the only house on our street that isn't a two car house, but we are still unable to park outside our house most days. The people who live over the road can't park on their side of the road because I think they just find it easier to park on our side rather than on their side. So they park their very big car outside of our house and then they park their little car. They manage to park that one mostly, although no, most of the time it is on our side of the road, but sometimes it is on their side of the road. The only parking space that was left when we got back was on the opposite side of the road, very, very tightly against the tiny car of the people who live opposite us because their very big car was parked outside our house. Now, the parking closeness.
Proximity
to their little car made it quite a tight squeeze for the little car to get out the next morning.
Mm.
But you
managed to get your car in.
Well, right, yeah. So, but they are terrible. They're both terrible drivers and they're both terrible parkers. Like when they park half on the pavement. So like once my baby's here and I need to push the pram down past our house, it's going to be impossible because their big car is basically in our front garden.
Mm-hmm.
So we were parked a little bit close to the little car. Anyway, Neil was on a work call. I was in bed having a lie-in for a change and the doorbell went. So I went downstairs in dressing gown.
Oh, no.
And it was, what's a chops from over the road? Can you move your car, please? And I was like, sorry? You've parked too close to my car. I can't get it out. Can you move your car? And I was like, I'm going to need to go and get dressed. Give me 10 minutes. So I leisurely went back upstairs and got dressed, came back downstairs, went out and I looked and I was like, and I said to her, you've got loads of room, which probably wasn't the thing to say. So I literally just sat in the car undid the handbrake, moved back like 2 inches, and off she went. So yeah, we've got new parking beef, and now I get glares off them every time.
But they have seen that you're quite heavily pregnant, right?
I know, they're very lazy, these guys. They get, yeah, they're very lazy. They like to park as close to their house, of course, as possible. But I have the new parking wars. That's, there you go. That's what everybody wanted to hear, was the update on the old parking wars.
Now there's new parking
but
wars.
But in fact, there is just new parking.
I'm just trying to think of some ways in which you could like make the area, like make the area safe for your car, so no one else parks in it.
What, like put cones out?
You know, like make, dig a hole.
Dig a hole. Could dig a hole. Could.
Put human shit, like a wall of human
Oh,
shit all the way around
God.
the outside. Or
Get
some,
Ralphie to do some poos.
I don't know, just some things on sticks, dead things on sticks.
Dead things on sticks.
I know
yeah.
what you could do. I've got a brilliant idea.
Okay.
Go on Amazon. Yeah. Other websites are available. And buy a small, long, white tent and put it up with some light police tape around the outside just to get a spot and just leave it.
Yeah.
No one's going to go in. No one's going to look in it.
I
and
like
then
it.
Just move it whenever you could.
But do you know what? Like, you make a very good point, though, where you're like, do they not see that you're heavily pregnant? There's a lady who lives over the road, and when she was very pregnant with her child, if the only space that was left was that was near the house was outside their house, I would purposefully go and park up the road and walk down, because I'm quite capable of doing that. And I would leave that space to make sure that she had somewhere to park. And also, once her child was here, so that they can like get him out of the child seat and get him into the
That's
house and
my
stuff.
thing, right? Because for the first few weeks, I imagine it's quite stressful and you just want to get in the house as quickly as possible. And you don't want to have to be like getting the bits and bobs that you've bought and getting a baby and strapping it to you and then having to shut the car. It's bad enough with the dog, to be honest with you. Like, when I've got the dog and I'm trying to do things, it's bad enough having a dog on a lead. So I just think it's like, if people could be a bit more kind, courteous and
Considerate. And
caring.
there's just no thought there. Now, the other, what I must admit here, I don't know if I should admit this.
Is that you've sprayed parking wanker in red on their little car?
Oh. So before the big car that they currently have, they had a cactus. I think it's a citron cactus.
Right.
The model of the car.
Is it the one that does like a Teenage Mutant Hero Turtle with like the things right down the side of it? Like the
that
plastic
is,
down the side of it?
Yeah.
I quite like those.
So this guy's always been bad at parking, and he's always like, but the beef has only really started since she knocked on my door. Because he used to drive a cactus. He was christened between Neil and I as Cactus Car. I've never said the C word.
Right,
on
can I
this
just say
podcast.
This is the second time in a week that the C bomb has been dropped, not by me. So Julius now has a funny little C bomb noise. It's like because Dean dropped the C bomb the other day as well. I can't believe that other people are doing it and I'm not allowed to say it. So
it's
anyway,
just become part of our like reference point. We're like, oh, cactus. See you next Tuesday. But now, because we've got little baby on her way. Neil the other day was like, we're going to have to stop calling him that because we can't call him that when she's here.
She'll say it when she's three. It'll be the first word to come out. Perfect.
So now he is Cactus Man. He doesn't even drive a cactus anymore. He's just Cactus Man. So that
Cactus
is
Colin. And his he doesn't even drive a cactus.
Okay. Is this interesting? I feel like this is not interesting, but people wanted to know an update.
Do you know what I've been thinking about this podcast, right? Is that like, what? I like it when it just goes off of running, because when you're running along and you're like, to be fair, it's never gone on to running, but when you're running along and you're like, oh, do you know what? Or if you're in the gym on the stair stepper, you just want to listen to someone having a conversation.
Yeah.
It's why I'm obsessed with the fucking Makita and Lily Allen podcast. I'm like a dog with a bone. There's nothing interesting in it. It's just two people talking about their lives. But it's fucking great. They talked about you today.
They talked about me.
Lily
they
really
me a
doesn't
snob.
Like you. Lily doesn't like you. She thinks you're a snob.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I won't listen to hear it anyway. So, there you go. Right. So that was the most requested.
The other ones were pickle rolling and human poo. A story about pickle rolling and human poo at the top of Kinder, which we are actually going to Kinder this weekend with Auntie Kirsty to reenact that fateful day I really hope she doesn't properly reenact it though, because that was not good. Oh, do you know what? Here's a bit of a tip for dog owners. I bought a Furminator the other day.
What the fuck is a Furminator?
Well, Fiona, I stayed at Fiona's house, Fiona Correspondence Corner's house the other day, and she had a Furminator, and I was like, oh, one of them. It's like a brush that takes out like, the undercoat of the dog. So Pickle is molting like an absolute bastard at the moment. It's everywhere. Yeah. It's in my mouth. It's in my shampoo. It's like, you know, when you get out of the shower and you dry yourself and you're covered in dog hair. It's that bad. Bought Furminator. Loving it. We're both loving it. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't
Ralphie only has one coat.
Oh, does he? Pickle's got four.
Yeah, no, he's a one coat wonder.
The Furminator
doesn't
would probably
really
take
molt.
Yeah, the Furminator would probably take the whole thing out. Like,
skin him.
He'd look like a little weird chicken.
He would look like a little weird chicken.
But she, I don't think the Furminator takes human shit out of the rough, so we're not going to try it. There was chat about sack-a-turds. Do you remember sack-a-turds?
Oh my god, I could do with some sack of turds. With the those nettles have gone mental again. It's that time of year. It was probably about this time last year. Oh well, it must have been because it were a year old.
Also, can I just say that people who bully other people because of the way they pronounce things are sack-a-turds.
I mean, there was no bullying.
No, but it's happened again.
About sack of turds or
about
a new
me,
one?
About the way I talk.
Is there a new one?
Not, yes.
What is it?
It is about.
What is it?
It's the way that I pronounce the word apparel in the fucking advert.
Advert. I'm so glad someone's mentioned that.
Yeah, well, it's not just someone, it's a number of people.
It makes me feel sick.
Well, Well, how about you fucking record the ads then? That's literally what I've been saying to people.
I will.
You record the ads.
I will.
I'm doing another
you
one
call
today.
It Aperol. The Aperol Spritz. The Aperol Spritz from Innovate.
I'm trying to be a professional. I'm finding it quite difficult. Because I'm doing my best. I'm not a professional broadcaster. I know that will be a shock to some people. It's a shock.
I tell you what. Is cool. This is a cool thing that I've done in the last week, by the way.
What?
Speaking of professional broadcasting, I'm going to be the voice of Trees Not Tees.
Shut
on
up.
Their social media videos.
Shut it. Stop it. Are you? What do you have to say? Things like, Trees Not Tees are not an Aperol company.
Basically.
Quite the opposite of an Aperol company.
They are anti-Aperol.
They're anti-Aperol. Aperol? Aperol.
It's just explaining basically what it is, what Trees Not Tees is, and try and get some more race organisers to sign up to it. Which,
can you ask Jamie from Trees Not Tees if everyone calls it Tees Not Trees? Because I call it Tees Not Trees and I can't help myself and it just rolls off the tongue.
I was like, you are going to have to double check these voiceovers very, very thoroughly, because I often call it Tees Not Trees.
Trees Not Cheese. Cheese.
Ooh.
Anyway, so stop taking the piss out of me. I'm doing my fucking best.
We know you are, but Damien. Perhaps maybe somebody like me ought to have just had a little pass at it, just to just have a little listen and just check.
Well, that competition's over now and there's a new competition. And guess what that competition is to win?
I actually don't know. Is it one of your beautiful jackets?
No, it's another pair of shoes.
Is it another pair of shoes?
Sorry, everybody, but it's shoes. Shoes.
Which ones?
Same ones. They've got lots of shoes. They're a shoe company. So we're doing shoes, and then I might try and twist the arms to do jackets next week, next month. Anyway, this is, you can only win the stuff if you're in June 2024. I need to make that very clear, because people that listen to this in 10 years, or even people that listen to it in universities in 30 years, where they're talking about how to make a good podcast, and they're playing this as an example, you can't enter the competition.
No. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
What are we going to do now that, when you come back, Anna, this is Anna's last pod, everybody. Do you think you're going to miss it? Or do you not give a shit?
So are those the only two options? Yep. I'll either miss it or I won't give a shit.
Yep. You won't even listen to it. You'll be like, nope.
No, I am looking forward to listening, actually. I think This is really interesting that you asked this because it was my last classes. I was teaching my last classes today, and somebody said, "Oh, will you miss it?" And or like, does it feel weird or does it feel sad? And I was like, it doesn't at the moment, but I think next week, when literally, let me look at my calendar for next week.
You asshole, please don't. Just don't tell me that there's nothing in
On Monday, I've got a call with my insurance company to add the baby on to my life
To
insurance.
what?
To my life insurance.
Right.
On Tuesday, I'm getting a wax because let's be honest, guys, we are not going into theatre to give birth to a baby with a hairy what's it.
Are you joking?
So a friend of
It's going
mine,
to get
she's,
destroyed down there.
I know, so at least go in with it clean so that then, like, if there is blood and guts and gore, it's not going to get all matted
And
into,
human
like,
shit. Don't forget the human shit that's going to end up in your
I
pubic hair.
know.
Your
Well, I
human
know.
shit.
Mine. Yeah. A friend of mine who recently gave birth and shall remain
Renane?
nameless. Remain nameless. She went into theatre because she had to have a C-section. And they got the clippers out because she obviously can't see down there and it had got very overgrown. And they, for sanitary reasons, were like, we're just going to have to trim some of this hair
So
out of
why are you
it.
paying for it when you get it done free on the NHS?
Because I'd like to have a little landing strip and have it look nice and neat.
For who? Neil? The hot gynecologist? Neil's not a hot gynecologist, by the way. That might have something to do with it.
The hot gynecologist. No, for me
Okay,
is what.
for you.
Not for anybody else, for me. Because I just
Sounds
feel
good.
like if there is like bloods and guts and gore, like it's going to get matted. And like, have you ever had matted pubic hair?
Yeah, man,
Talked about this. Do
I was in the
you remember about
jungle
the
for a long time. I was in the jungle for 6 days, didn't change my pants or my bra at that time, and my skin actually started like growing into the bra because I just couldn't because I just lost the will to live, and also it was just too much to take the wet stuff off and then put the wet stuff back on again. You know,
Yeah.
wet fucking compression leggings. It's not going to
Yeah.
happen. So I was like,
No.
do you know what? I'm just not going to take them off, and I
No.
just stopped, wore the same
You
pants for 6 days.
started rotting.
Yeah, I started to become at one with the jungle. And
Have you?
yes, I did. It ended up being like some sort of fat burg in my pants.
That thing in my pants. There's a film. Is it Cabin in the
It
Woods?
called Fat Burg in my
Fatberg in
pants.
my pants. Is it Cabin in the Woods? There's like a horror film where a group of like young people go to a cabin and then they all get like this flesh eating problem with their skin. And then the girl,
Problem.
well, I can't remember what happens or why they get it. And there's a girl, I will never forget this scene. She's in a bathtub shaving her legs. And as she puts the razor on her skin to shave the legs, she just shaves a big old chunk of like skin off her leg.
I think I've actually done that in the 90s, those old Bic razors. I feel like I've took a big chunk out of my shin. It was like a curly bit of Parmesan.
Oh, so yeah. Anyway, that literally all just stemmed from, yeah, I'm going for a wax on Tuesday and a
Guys, have
coffee
you
with
ever
my
had
friend.
matted pubes?
Matted
Would you?
pubes, thank you. That's what we were talking about.
Yep, that
I'm
is exact.
sure,
Yep.
didn't we once talk about, you know, if you've got like a little bit of hair in your bum crack? Sometimes when you go on a run and you get like sweaty, your little bit of like pubes that are in your bum crack, are they still pubes if they're back there? I don't know. Or are pubes only in the front? Yeah,
What do you mean, like up high?
bum crack pubes. Pubes.
What?
Sometimes they
No,
mat
I don't know.
together
Right.
and then,
Like a little tail, a pig's tail.
yeah, and then your bum cheeks are like stuck together. And so you have to like move around a bit and then it like rips them all out. Have you never had that?
No. I
I
have not
heard,
ever had that.
and let me say, this is not the only podcast to talk about that because I heard Chris Ramsay talking about the exact same thing
Is
that
it true that
happens.
those two are splitting up?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Oh, hang on. Libel issues.
That's what I
What
heard on the
you've heard.
internet. I'm going to Google it now. It's allegedly.
Allegedly. Anyway, continuing with my diary.
Sorry about that, everybody. I can just literally feel everybody that is going to be standing in for you now recoiling and thinking I can't fucking deal with this podcast. But that's okay because we won't talk about that again.
I've got to get my hair cut next week as well.
What, your pubic hair or your head hair?
No, head hair.
I thought you'd had your hair cut.
No, I just had a shower.
It looks great, mate. You're glowing.
Oh, thanks.
You're glowing.
Oh, thanks.
Have we had any birthday style correspondence that you noted?
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
So, not that I've noted on the emails, there are some healthy, just to plug this out as well for you guys, there are a healthy number of emails coming through for Uncle Damo, and I've got a Help Me Paul.
Help Me Paul!
That's what it's called, Help Me
Paul.
Yeah, I
know, I keep forgetting what I've asked people to send in. Have you had any book pictures for Kirsty X? Really looking forward to those coming in.
Book pictures, no. We've had a strangest, scariest thing seen on a run, which is a photo. Feel free to share on your Instagram.
What the
Thanks,
fuck is
Robin
that?
Gloucester.
What is it?
It is a car on its roof.
That the is trail. Horrible.
The trail apparently isn't even particularly close to the road. So God knows how it got there.
Blimey.
So ooh, we've had that photo
that.
Sent.
Blimey. Blimey.
Blimey, O'Reilly. And then we've got a Grimm, a couple of Grimms as well that have been sent in. This is so good. Oh, God, this is another photo. I'm going to have to make sure that these go up on our Instagram. This deserves a place on the grid.
Go on then. Because if you send them to me, when I put the pack shot up for this episode, I'll put them in the other, I'll put them in the, is it called a carousel?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? She's chirping. She's chirpsy laughing. So our mics aren't good enough to pick it up.
This is from Ashley. Hello, Anna and Ali. I love the pod. I'm a huge fan. I just thought I'd share a couple of Grimms. Last year, I ran Edinburgh Half Marathon. It was very hot, and I vomited at the finish line. Please see attached photo.
Why is it funny? What she vomited in? A collection
the
bucket.
Photo. No, the photo of her is like, hang on, let me see. Can I share my screen? I don't know if I can share my screen. No. The photo of her is literally.
Send it to me on WhatsApp. Like, send it to me on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I'm going to. You know when you literally are about to be sick?
Yeah.
And you've just got that moment where it's like, ooh. Can you see it? The photo is literally mid. Her hand is up, ready to catch the vomit. Please tell me, Ashley, you didn't catch the vomit. Ali's just seen it. Guys, go and check out our Instagram.
So good. It's a professional photo. Of what should have been. One of the proudest moments of our life. She looks like a fucking hamster.
I'm thinking of their cheeks.
Oh my God, I'm crying. Ashley, is there another one? Is there one after? As it was coming. Did she? Sorry, I'm crying now. Did she just put, is that it? Is that the message? Is that like, here's a photo of me. Bye.
Please see attached photo for my finished photo.
Why doesn't it? Actually, she should use as a Tinder bio photo.
Oh, everyone I know has found this photo amusing. This is one of my favourite rose photos I've ever seen. Ever. Then, this year, I ran Edinburgh Half Marathon again at around 9 or 10 miles. A bird shat on my hand as I was running.
Stop running, Ashley. It's not worth it.
Bad juju. I've never had this happen to me on a run before. Luckily, my friend I was running with had wipes on her, so I wiped it off. Next year, I'm doing the full marathon. I'm hoping it'll be third time lucky and nothing grim happens in Edinburgh. I just wouldn't go to Edinburgh again. Ashley, just don't go anywhere near it.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Oh, I'm crying. So
I can't breathe.
On that, Edinburgh Marathon this year.
Are we going to put Edinburgh Marathon this year in the bin?
I think we're going to have to put it in the bin.
Good like, God.
What people... happened at the end of it?
So they got no medals. They ran out of medals.
Oh, my God.
And then, as well, some of the people... And have you... You've run Edinburgh, have you?
No, I haven't. Because when I used to do the other podcast, the Bad Boy Running podcast, we had a long-running joke about Edinburgh because one year they completely ran out of water. So yeah. We were like, oh, Edinburgh Marathon's a marathon that will kill you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think we might have been issued with a cease and desist. But so I was like, I don't want to do that. And I don't like road running, so I've never actually done Edinburgh Marathon. But I do love Edinburgh, and I could see why it would be a great place to have a marathon.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Edinburgh Marathon was my first marathon. And so I can fully attest to the absolute chaos that was experienced as well by people finishing, because you finish in the middle of bloody nowhere. And there is limited, I would say, limited transport back to the start. In my experience, excuse me, it was quite limited.
Do you finish in the middle of nowhere? Where do you finish?
Well, it's because it's not like an out and back. It's not like you start in Edinburgh city centre, go out and then finish at Edinburgh city centre. You finish down near a race course.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, there are a couple of options for transport. There is a limited train, local train service. Musselburgh is where you finish. Mm. There's a limited train service that can take you back to the city centre. Now, we were super fortunate with our timing. It's a bit of a schlep. You have to walk, I don't know, I can't remember. It felt like maybe a mile and a half from the finish area to the train station. And we were super lucky with the timings because I think the trains were only every like hour.
Yeah.
And there are also then coaches that are put on back to the start as well.
Yeah.
But the coach area was just absolute chaos when we went. So we just went for the train and we were very lucky. But this year as well, what didn't help is that the heavens opened, much like the Great North Run last year, where everybody got caught in all that rain and travel chaos.
Yeah.
And so people had finished a marathon. They were soaked to the skin. There was no foil blankets. There was very limited water or food provisions at the end area. And so people were then waiting hours to then get back into town to be able to like get out of their wet clothes, to like eat something proper, etc. And I think, yeah, there was no like covered area for people to shelter from the rain. So from what I'd heard, it was a little bit quite chaotic.
Why do they keep getting it wrong? Because every year something happens at Edinburgh and like that. There's a few stories, there's a couple of stories, daily fail stories and stuff, but people are like devastated because they didn't get a medal. And I understand that completely, because can you imagine running your first marathon, road marathon, and not getting a medal? Like, it's just, you don't want it in the post, you want it there and then, don't you? But then that, you've got that high of adrenaline, and then suddenly you're in a situation where you're very cold and wet, and you can't get out of that situation. I had it, this happened to me at Reading Marathon, or half marathon, Reading Marathon, I think. It was horrendous. And it took fucking like 2 hours to get the bus from the Olympic Park or whatever it's called to the train station, and I got injured because I got on the bus, I was very very cold, and I ended up having getting an injury in my calf from being cramped up for so long and not moving. It's just shit. I just wonder why it keeps happening to the same race, like sort of shit out Edinburgh pricks. I'm still laughing about Ashley. I can't get over it. It's incredible.
Was there any other, because you put lovely posts out on Instagram, didn't you?
I did. I'm very organised. I did. So we've introduced two of our new guest presenters. We've had a little message from Creepy Cousin Damo and what's the other one? A nice Uncle Paul.
Paul Albon. Do we know how to pronounce his name
Albon,
yet?
Like Dr. Albon. We've been saying Albon, like John Albon.
Paul Albon.
I think that we've been set, because when you were saying the other day, he said Albon. I'm gonna listen to it again now.
Albon.
Because I'm really confused about this, right? Anyway, we've been doing it wrong. So we need to rectify that situation.
But we've got two other guest hosts as well. Oh. What's this?
Albon.
Albon.
Hi guys, this is Paul Albon, the much over.
Albon.
Albon. Like St. Albans.
But Albon. So I think maybe we've been saying Albon.
I've been saying Albon.
Or Albon. Albon.
Only when I was taking the piss.
But Paul, Albon. Can I just say to you, mate, you're spelling your name wrong. Because if it's Albon, it's A-L-L. Alban. Alban.
Alban. Or even Albun. Alban.
Yeah, not Albon. That's Alban.
Alban.
So
Albon.
Really, it's not our fault, is it? It's
not really.
Your fault.
Didn't
and you can expect
it.
More of this when I work with Paul over the next few months. So our next two, I'm going to introduce our next two. The first one is Holly Rush / Stables.
Hi, Holly here. I am going to be hosting the podcast with Ali B. It's called, what's it called?
Ultrasound System.
Oh, Ultrasound System, forgive me. With Ali B, my good mate. On the days that the tea-drinking Mohawk man, Ultra Demo, isn't hosting. So I would love to hear some questions from you. It's going to be called Holly's Hot Topics. So you can email the show or you can DM me on Instagram. And I shall be answering those live on air with Ali B. Anyway, can't wait to listen to you all and be part of the fun. See you very soon.
That sounded very posh, because Holly is very posh. Got a very posh voice.
Where is Holly from?
Poshville.
Poshville. Poshville, Tennessee.
Windsor. No, she's not from Windsor. I made that up. I don't know where she's from. But she's fucking scary. Like, she's my coach, as we all know, and she is quite scary. But she's also excited about being on a pod, because she used to do marathon talk. She wasn't allowed to swear on that or say anything that wasn't good. So she's quite excited.
Ooh, so this is no holds barred. Holly Rush Stables.
This is No Holds Holly, and we are going to introduce a feature called Holly's Hot Topic.
Whoa, that sounds fab.
Basically,
what does that involve?
It's just her talking about running, because she actually likes talking about running. So I'm going to sit back, sip my blue tea, and let her crack on talking about actual proper running. But for Holly, if you have, she's a coach. She was a Team GB athlete. She's got Commonwealth Games medal. She's got all sorts of big medals and has won loads of things. She's fucking quick. She used to be a road runner. Now she's a ultra runner. And she's married to Pete, and he's a strength coach. So if you want to questions about training, actual proper fast road training and ultra training, then drop us an email.
I don't think we need to put pace on it either. I don't think we need to do proper fast.
But like training. I always tell people that if they're trying to train for a time, I'm not their coach. That's not for me. Like I can't do that. I'll refer them back to Gary or Holly or James or one Centurion coaches, because I'm not qualified to do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can make you quicker, but I can't get you to that exact time.
The time. Yeah.
She can. I can't. Yeah. If you're having a sad time and you feel like all hope is gone, then I'm your man. But Holly is much better at actually just being an asshole, making you do 8 times 1 mile at 7-minute miles.
I remember talking to you on this podcast about my training block of joy. That's one of my favourite.
Training block of joy.
Actually, that brings me on nicely to say, actually, I've really thoroughly enjoyed that a lot of people have taken training block of joy as a phrase and applied it to their own training. For their own races over the last year as well, which has been really nice to see that people are doing their training blocks of joy.
Do you know what I think about training blocks of joy?
They are joyful.
Do you care? I think the real training block of joy is that first training block that you ever do. The first time you get a coach, first time you have a training block. I think it's the first one that is the training block of joy, because it's the first one that you complete. So you're so proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And then after that, you have training blocks of joy, but nothing's as good as the first one. A bit like the first marathon. You keep chasing the dragon on the joy. But I think the first training block of joy is always the best one.
But my training block of joy last year was definitely not my first training block.
But maybe it was because it was a training block of joy for something you'd not done before. So, like, you know, it was in the Lake District. It was a bit hillier. It was different to what stuff you'd done before. It wasn't like a city marathon.
Yeah,
so when it's something you've not done before and it's new.
Yeah.
So at the moment, with the spine, training block of joy, training block. I'm really enjoying it because I've never done big intervals or hill sessions before. So I'm actually quite enjoying it. But I'm wondering if when it gets to, I think the Winter Downs 200 training block will be different.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like training block of joy too. And I love it when people come up to me and they're like, I'm in the middle of a training block of joy.
Training block of joy. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. But yeah, I remember when I was in the middle of my training block of joy and I was out doing intervals and things and you were like, ugh, you run intervals. I hate running intervals. Mm-hmm. And now every time you post something on your Instagram about being out doing intervals, I'm like,
Yes, you are.
And it makes the funny thing about intervals is even though you think you can't do them because everybody, even fucking Kipchoge, thinks he can't do his intervals, you're doing them. Even when you're thinking I can't do it, you're doing it. And it's quite a magical thing.
It is.
So the second, the last, but not least.
Not least,
host S with the most S is Kirsty Reid.
Hello, I'm Kirsty Reid, running journalist and book publisher. I'll be co-presenting the podcast on the days that Ali's celebrity co-host can't make it, like when Damien is fulfilling his many contractual obligations for oil billionaires. Ali and I will be introducing Bailey and Reid Investigates, a new feature, a first of its kind true crime series for runners, examining some of the great unsolved mysteries in the world of running, like influencers and their disappearing pets, or the inconsistency of influencers' Strava and Instagram accounts. We're keeping running clean. Please do send in unsolved mysteries for us to examine. Please do not send in book proposals. Apply via the proper channels. Thank you.
So that was Kirsty putting a podcast voice on.
Oh, God.
It's not her real voice.
Why is she doing a podcast voice? Is she going to do the podcast voice for the whole podcast?
No. I think she will for the first 5 minutes.
Oh, slip out of it.
Yeah, but me and Kirsty are launching an investigative journalism arm, but it's not really journalism, so we're going to kind of make half of it up so we don't get sued.
Yeah.
Called.
Good.
Bailey and Reid Investigate.
Oh, that sounds like an excellent private detectives agency.
It is, but it's got music. Got this music, right? This music that you can hear now. And it's like, whenever we talk about the investigation that we're doing, this music we play. It's really fucking, it's called, what's it called? It's called Mystery Sounds or something, right?
Mystery Sounds.
Yeah, and we'll talk about people that, things that are wrong. We'll talk about people that maybe aren't doing what they say they're doing. We'll talk about mysteries of the sport. Like those people that all went missing in Madeira, a mystery of the sport. We'll talk about anything you want us to talk about, listener. If you've got an unsolved running mystery, send it our way. We're particularly interested in influencers who get hold of dogs and then suddenly the dog vanishes off their grid. We're fascinated by them. So, Bailey and Reid Investigate, but also Kirsty is a proper journalist and writes for the like all the big magazines and things, and she knows a lot about mountain running and she works for the WMRA. So, she's actually, and she's done loads of European races as well. So, if you've got questions about European racing, send them in for Kirsty. And multi-days, because she's done Cape Wrath, Dragon's Back, loads of other big long day things, and she's currently training for Tour de Gion.
Nice.
Yeah, her and Damien are both training for together.
Oh, isn't that cute?
At the same time.
So you can email us and get your questions in via that medium. We are ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. If you want to ask Damien anything about what Damien thinks again, what do you
why
want?
Why he's so annoying.
Yeah.
Why his hair's like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Why he's so sad.
No, things about like trail running, ultras, green runners, etc. Make sure you pop in the title, Dear Uncle Damo.
Also, he wants problems. So he's like an agony uncle. So if you've got emotional problems, you can write to him.
That's what I was getting at. Not all of your bullshit, taking the piss out of him. Then, for Paul St. Albans, we are asking you to pop Help Me Paul. Help Me Paul.
Help Me Paul. Right? Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
In the subject.
Yep. So Dear Uncle Damo or Help Me Paul. Or Holly's Hot Topic. Or not a book pitch for Kirsty. Because if you send Kirsty a book pitch, we will read it out on air and we will be fucking horrible about you. Simple as that.
No, we're not a horrible podcast.
But we've told you not to do it. So if you do it,
don't send.
We will read it out.
Great. Well,
quickly before you go.
Can I just say, I was about to say, yes, I feel like I'm leaving the podcast in safe hands.
But you're not. You don't feel like that, do you?
No. I am a control freak at the best of times and I feel absolutely terrified. So maybe I will listen, maybe I won't, because actually my name is still attached to the title of this podcast, even though I'm off. And so anything that is said and done, I could probably be sued for as well. So
we will make sure to be non-suable. I promise you, we'll be non-suable. So don't worry.
Fine.
We'll be non-suable.
You probably should have got a solicitor as one of your guests.
Hosts. Yeah, that's a good idea. We can get Stephanie Case on. Oh, she's a human rights lawyer. Same diff.
She knows about what's right, human rights, and human wrongs. Same difference. And that's why Ali ended up in prison. Anna's really worried about this.
No, I'm fine.
It's going to be fine. Right, okay. Podcast playlist. Is there anything? Oh my God, we went over 24 hours.
The podcast playlist, it only exists on Spotify. We're not moving it from there. It will stay there forever. So sorry, but not. It's 24 hours long. It is an absolute abomination of all music smushed up and smashed up together. There are some good things on there. There are some shit things on there. There are some reasonably good things on there. I put a request in this week to you, Ali, and you said no.
Oh, shit, what was it?
Well, you didn't say no. You went, no, no, no. No, no, no.
Can we just talk about Girls Aloud for a minute? Because they're fucking great. And anybody that disagrees, you're wrong. It's just impossible.
That is what I requested. There is a new mega mix of the whole show.
The whole damn show, it's called. It's called the whole
damn show that Girls Aloud are doing. And I understand your reasoning for not putting it on, Ali. It's 40 minutes long. But not only that, it is split into tracks. It's not just a 40-minute long track. So if you put it on the playlist and then you hit shuffle, it's not going to make any sense with the Girls Aloud songs because they're all, the mega mix ones are all mixed into each other.
So when you finish listening to this in your library, basically go and add in your library. It's 40 minute long. It's perfect for interval session.
It's so
except
good.
It's got Stand By You at the end.
I know. Oh, which is a bit annoying, but
fuck that.
Hey ho. But yes, Girls Aloud, I forgot how many bloody great songs they've got.
It's all killer, no filler. Yeah. It's all killer, no filler. So what I've done is I've added the Girls Aloud Megamix to the end of the sounds because that's only 7 minutes long. And that's like little tiny bits of all of the songs. Yeah. However, I think you should all go and listen to that Girls Aloud, the whole damn show thing. I've added Jimmy Watkins, who I fucking love. I love Jimmy Watkins. He's fucking hilarious.
He is.
I feel like he's one of us. I've added his songs. That Von Dutch song by Charlie XCX is absolute bobbins, and I don't know how we managed to run 17 miles listening to it. It's rubbish. Sorry.
If you haven't listened to the Legends episode with Jimmy Watkins on, his music choices, one of them was that he listened to Charlie XCX on repeat.
Yeah, like for 17 miles. I'm like, no, mate.
No, no.
I asked Dean. He added River Deep Mountain High by Celine Dion.
Of course he did.
He added Fighter by Christina Aguilera, which great actually song. Came on in the gym the other day, and I was like, this is a tune. And he also added, I have Confidence by Julie Andrews, which he made me play on my phone on speaker at mile fucking 890 kilometres of the thing as we were walking up a hill. And he sang it to me as he was going up said hill. It was probably one of the darkest moments of my entire life.
I can't say that I know how it goes, but I know what Julie Andrews sounds like and I'm all right, thanks.
She sounds a bit like Certain Death. And then Roll the Dice by ShowFX. Somebody asked for that. And I'm like, yes, you can have that. And then I added 24 Hour Party People to take it over the 24 hour mark.
Nice. I see what you did there.
Yeah. And then we've added Girls Aloud Megamix as well. Is there any songs that you want me to add before you go and have a birth? Now, do you know what song you're going to have at the birth?
So I've started a labour and birth playlist.
Perfect.
But I don't think... So the first part of my labour, I think I'm going to listen to the whole damn show Megamix.
I think it's a good idea.
Aloud. I think that's how I'm going to listen. I'm going to start. So actually, on the hit, so we talked about hypno birthing, hypno techno wonky donkey birthing.
Techno birthing. Are you ready? Pop it out. That's quite good.
It's quite good. I'm bouncing. At hypnobirthing, they were like, maybe it might be a good idea to have a number of different playlists that are like labeled for different like feelings and different stages. And I was like, fuck me. That's exactly what I did when I did a 6-day multi-stage ultra. I had happy songs. I had cheesy songs and I had chills. Oh, no, I had four. Happy, cheesy, chill and like power.
Power.
Mm. So, the ones that I've started putting on my labor and birth playlist are all a little bit like slow, chill yourself out. But one of the songs I put on there, I think we need to put on the ultrasound playlist.
Okay.
And that is Glorious by Macklemore.
Oh, I think that might be on there.
Is it?
I'll check.
I might have put it on.
We might have put it on.
If not, another song that's on my labour and birth playlist, this is a bit wanky, is Jess Glynn, Enough.
Oh, God, I hate Jess Glynn.
Oh,
well,
don't no.
I hate Jess Glynn? Maybe I've got into no. Jess Glynn recently.
She's lovely. She's lovely. And then, just finally...
Which Jess Glynn song?
Enough.
Enough.
It's quite Enough. A new one.
Do you want to hear my joke?
Go on.
Why did the French man stop being vegan? Because he'd had enough.
Had an oeuf.
Enough. Enough.
Just make that up.
Enough. No, I've had it for ages. Oh, I'm actually going to use it on my on the vegan show. But I did make it. Oh. I did make it up ages ago. But I've used it a number of times, so it's a made up joke.
Fine.
It's bona fide made up.
And then I don't know what song to. Oh, so one final song. So obviously on All Our Legends, we let them have like three songs. So I've had those two. And then finally, I'm down with the kids now, guys.
Are you? Anyone that says I'm down with the kids, usually that's punctuates something that isn't hip, down with the kids.
Hip with it.
Are you still in your 30s?
Yeah.
Fuck me. Go away. Get in
clinging
the bin.
Clinging on. But I've recently been PTing this lovely 19-year-old girl who just makes me feel very fucking old, basically, every time I talk to her. And she was wearing a band t-shirt when she was training the other day, but it's for someone called Katie Baister, CaitiBaser, Baser, Katie Baser. And I was like, oh, is that a band? Is that a woman? Is that an artist?
And is that a hot new act?
Yeah. She was like, oh, she did a song and then it got popular on TikTok. And now she's quite famous and she's doing all of the like, she did like Radio 1 Big Weekend and she's doing like various little festivals and stuff now. But she reminds me a lot of Kate Nash.
She? Oh, I love Kate Nash.
Because she talks the lyrics. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. My fingertips like, are holding onto the cracks in our foundations. Oh,
she's a bit like that.
Man. Yeah.
But she's very sweary.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Now, I've put a song on my PT playlist. So it's quite upbeat, which is what you want for a running song. Her most famous one from TikTok is called Oh Well. But I don't know how that'll be to run to. It's had over 1 million streams.
Have you listened to any of this? Or are you just like, let's put it on because it's cool?
No, I put it on. So when me and my client were talking about it, I put it on. I was like, all right, let's give her a listen then. So I put it on so that she could like finish her session with Katie Baser on. But there is a song that I've put on my PT playlist that's more upbeat, that's definitely runnable, and it's called Dance Around It, and it's got Joel Corry on it, who does like all the dance stuff. So it's Joel Corry and Katie Baser, Dance Around
Do
It.
Do you know what?
Dance Around It.
I get it. I get Joel Corry.
Yeah.
Mixed up with Joel Dommett. So whenever I hear Joel Corry, I think it's Joel Dommett. It's got nothing to do with anything. I just am very confused. I quite fancy Joel Dommett. If Joel Dommett's listening and fancies going out for a cup of tea with me, then please get in contact.
He's just had a baby with his wife, Hannah.
Never mind. Things happen. People split up.
Oh, yeah. True. Apparently he was in the labour ward. I saw him on like a comedy show. He was in the labour ward. They paid for a very expensive hospital for her to give birth in. And it's like all you can eat on order. And so
I might have a baby then.
Popping the baby out. And he was next door with like, they had a cloche over the food. And he was there eating like steak or something while she was popping the baby out.
Perfect. Right, it's been fun, but I have to go now because I have to go and coach some people and change their lives. Sprinkle a little bit of that Bailey magic on top of some of their problems. I will miss you and I love you. And I promise you that by, when you come back, I'll still be here and we will not be broadcasting from prison.
Okay. I trust you to look after this podcast. Listeners, please look after this podcast. Please keep sending your stuff in. We can't do it without you. Ali can't do it without you.
No. But I don't think I can do it without you, to be honest. So
you can. You can. At least you've got fresh meat and new stories and not just me sitting at the end of Zoom going, oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so anxious. Oh, I'm so pregnant.
No, that's me. Now it's me. It's just going, I'm so tired. I'm so anxious. But we love you, and listeners, we'll be back next week with our first host with the most,
Mrs. Damien Hall. Enjoy.
And let
have
me tell
fun.
You, he's got some stuff to say to you.
Enjoy, have fun, be safe, be good. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System, sponsored by Innovate. You know how much we love you. We love you a lot. We'd love you even more if you hopped onto the old socials and dropped us a follow. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Ultrasound System and we'll pop up. Or you can email us at ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Drop us a DM, a VM, whatever you fancy. Let us know your stories, because without you, we would have absolutely nothing to talk about. And if you've got the time, don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you get your pods on. It helps with discovery. Ooh, discovery. Okay, that's it. We love you. Till next week. Bye-bye.